Sharing Hope This Christmas Season by Maria Fontaine.
It's almost the Christmas season once again. This is the perfect time of the year to highlight what Jesus did for every person and bring him into the picture front and center. People in most countries don't usually question why we speak about Jesus during the weeks that lead up to Christmas. Even many of those who prefer the expression Happy Holidays know that the reason for the season is a celebration of Jesus' birth. This is why Christmas is such a great opportunity to tell others about Jesus and why he is called the Prince of Peace. Christmas cards and greetings can be wonderful ways to share a short message with people. When sending a Christmas card or a text message or email, a note along the following lines can provide a summary of the meaning of Christmas. May you enjoy this Christmas season, the celebration of the birth of God's Son, Jesus. He is the Prince of Peace. He came into our world as a little baby. He suffered persecution, pain, crucifixion, and death for our sakes. He understands what you're going through. When you feel that no one knows or cares, He does. You are not alone. You can know God's love, comfort, and peace by asking Jesus to come into your heart. This is a simple but impactful message, especially if followed up with a personal conversation or additional devotional publications. People need to know that Jesus loves them and that He can bring light into the midst of the darkness and confusion of this world. By telling them the story of Christmas, you can give them hope and guide them to His truth. Christmas is also a great time to share tracts with people you encounter throughout your day, who you may not have the opportunity to speak with in depth. Many people are more open to reading a tract about Christmas, which is generally understood to be a season of goodwill and peace. You can find Christmas tracts in various languages here. I have included below some of the most well-loved Bible verses for Christmas that you might want to share via email or as you read the Bible with others. These are especially helpful for people who do not know the true meaning of Christmas. God bless you with a wonderfully fruitful Christmas season. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Galatians 4:4-5. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Luke 1:26-38. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." Matthew 1:18-23. And she, Mary, gave birth to their firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." Luke 2:7-14. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.